Conservatives applaud Tucker Carlson for launching Twitter show, he just declared war on Fox. By Nick Gilbertson on May 10, 2023. Conservatives are lauding Tucker Carlson for the forthcoming launch of his new show on Twitter following his shocking exit from Fox News. On Tuesday, Carlson announced he would be broadcasting a new version of the show we've been doing for 6.5 years on Twitter in the near future. The move comes just weeks after Fox News claimed it and the star anchor agreed to part ways. Though well-placed sources say he is still under contract and executives at the network are attempting to sideline him through the 2024 election. Following the announcement of his impending broadcasts, conservative and populist media figures applauded his move to remain independent of major networks. Dr. Sebastian Gorka tweeted that Carlson not only just declared war on Fox but also on the rest of the stinking media, adding that his battlefield will be Twitter. Former acting director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell told Newsmax's Rob Schmidt tonight, "I think Tucker just one-upped Fox and the entire system because Twitter CEO, Elon and Tucker together will absolutely be able to create a debate that we need." Musk emphasized on Tuesday that he and Carlson have not signed a deal of any kind whatsoever, a move which Dinesh D'Souza respected. "Wow. No deal? This makes Tucker's decision all the more impressive," D'Souza wrote. "He's going with free speech in the market, and that's the best way to go." Benny Johnson, the host of Newsmax's The Benny Report, asserted he had direct knowledge that Carlson turned down multiple 8- and 9-figure offers over the past week. Instead, Tucker bet on Elon Musk and his commitment to free speech and independent media, Johnson added. Conservative influencer Rogan O'Hanley listed a number of items he sees Carlson as free to expose now that he is independent of corporate influence. When Rasmussen Reports tweeted that the majority of respondents consider legacy media outlets fake news, psychologist Jordan Peterson noted, "Wait until Carlson gets going." Populist Democrat comedian Jimmy Dore, who had appeared on Tucker Carlson Tonight, asserted that Carlson was fired for telling the truth about important things like war and corruption of news media by Big Pharma, not for lying about them, and welcomed him to the platform. Still the only mainstream journo to tell the truth about Ukraine or allow anti-war voices on his show, he added. While many on the right praised the move, left-wing establishment media figure Brian Stelter asserted that this move by Tucker may cement the idea of Twitter as right-wing website, while appearing on NBC News Hallie Jackson Now. Progressive MSNBC host Chris Hayes offered a similar take.